What's going to be the biggest surprise for the governor?
Well, I'm not sure we're going to see any great surprise. I think what he's doing is very, very smart. He's continuing to develop relationships with three countries that are going to be important to us so that we can export our goods and services to them that can put Michiganians back to work. He's targeting everything from mining, where perhaps we can get some of the Chinese to invest to open our mines in the Upper Peninsula, sell them some of our wood products to our great agricultural products, and our technological know-how here. And certainly one of the greatest exports we have is our brain power, great minds and the like from our universities. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity that the governor's trying to tap to put Michiganians back to work.
Tom Watkins is a U.S.-China business and educational expert. He served as Michigan State's superintendent of schools. Tom, as you've mentioned on this program before when we talked about China and trying to do business, this is just the first in a long process. You just can't go over there to Asia, wheel and deal, and get a deal done. It takes some time. You got to lay that foundation, and then you have to earn their trust.
Yeah, you absolutely have to do that. Governor Milliken, back in the 70s and the early 80s, began this relationship. And one of the great things is that Michigan signed a sister province relationship with Sichuan Province, a province that now, in the interior part of the country, that is beginning to boom, seeing a 15%, Tony, economic increase every year. And imagine, we would be doing great if we saw 1% to 2% here in Michigan in the United States. So it's a booming area, and I think that the governor will be able to capitalize on that long-standing relationship.
Tom, from your perspective, what is the first part of business that Michigan can gain from this trip? What do we do or what do we have that China could use right away?
Oh, we have so much, Tony. I mean, one, I hope we can take pure Michigan to China. The Chinese have a lot of resources now and are looking for great places to travel. Why not come to this great state with our great waterways, our pure, pristine forests, casinos in Detroit? There's there. Forest products, we ought to be selling them technology in order to help clean up the economic mess that their economic boom has been. I think if you look at every corner of the state, there's something that the Chinese need and want. It's about developing the relationships, making the connections, and then making the deal so that China's rise doesn't come at Michigan's and America's demise.
Over the weekend, Tom shot me an email with a story about Ford may make electric cars in China with a domestic partner. That's a pretty interesting story, Tom.
It is, and General Motors just announced last week that it's opening up a major technological center in Shanghai. Ford Motor Company is opening 2 to 3 new dealerships in China each week. The Chinese understand that alternative energy is going to be the future. And what should frighten all of us is that their goal is to be the leaders in that area. You know, most of the time people think of China as the factory to the world and perhaps little red ants that will work for low money. Their goal, their stated goal, is to be the innovation nation. And they want to capitalize on alternative energy. And Ford, General Motors, and the like are looking at that as a major market going forward.
Tom, I think something else that they're aiming to be is to be the number one global power. As you and I have discussed before, they are pouring trillions of dollars into their military, upgrading a lot of their equipment, getting bigger, faster, stronger. And here we are in economic troubled times, getting ready to cut our defense. And the defense that we have is behind the times when it comes to technology.
Well, we are still probably, from the military experts saying, 15 to 20 years ahead of China in terms of our military technology and the like. And they still spend a smaller portion of their overall resources on military than we do. But you're absolutely right, Johnny. They're moving in that direction. They state that it's just defensive weaponry, but they do now have a Blue Navy with a aircraft carrier and do have the capability to make strikes from missiles way out into the sea. That's something that our military and our government are going to have to continue to watch moving forward.
All right, Tom, before I let you go, I was did a little background reading on this, and I noticed that whenever Jennifer Granholm went overseas, especially to Korea, the media was always somewhat critical about those visits because from their perspective, it didn't produce a lot. But yet, as Governor Snyder goes over there, there are no expectations at this point in time. Talk about the difference.
Well, I think that, one, it's early. The governor's only been in office, 7-8 months now, and so this is a first trip. We have to get over this sense, though, that Michigan or America can be an island. There is global trade that is out there. The BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, Turkey, and other places in the world, we have to reach out in order to develop those relationships. I think you're right about that in the past, and I think that we got to be a little less sensitive. It makes sense to invest developing these relationships so that we can be exporting not our jobs, but our technology, our resources in a way that can put people in the state of Michigan to work. And I hope this is just the beginning of building relationships with Korea, Japan, China, and other places around the world, because exports are going to be a way that we can put people in Michigan back to work moving forward.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Good to be with you.